This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. And we are talking on a day when there's no snow, there's no sleet.
Yay!
There's no freezing temperatures.
There's warm weather. It's great. Makes
so schedules
happy.
Are all okay again.
Yes, we can now go back to life as normal,
that's
we hope.
Right.
Anyway, crossing our fingers.
And life as normal for Walton Arts Center continues tonight with Alan Chow and Jubilant Sykes.
Yes, I love that the 10x10 art series is normal. That's wonderful. So yes, the 10x10 art series tonight with these two fantastic performers, Jubilant Sykes, a baritone singer, Alan Chow, an amazing pianist. And they will be performing together at 7 p.m. There's a pre-show conversation at 6 with Dave Thomas and Peter Lane. Dave Thomas is a local music producer who's worked with Jubilant and Alan for a long time. And I was looking forward to the show, but I wasn't really excited about it until I got to sit in yesterday when they did a performance for our schools. They had about 700, I think they might have been middle and high school students in the hall. And very, very interesting to watch them because it was, Alan played a little bit and he just played Rachmaninoff and he played like classical piano, but he told the kids about what was going on. And it was one of those great things where he would finish a really quiet passage and they would all clap and he'd go, mm-mm. And then he'd keep going. They'd be like, okay, we're watching. And then they'd all clap. But they really got jazzed up when Jubilant came out because he did one song on a microphone and then he did another a cappella. And he had them participating with them. And it was just really, really neat because these guys are, you know, masters of their craft. And they're performing stuff that I would venture to guess these, you know, a lot of those kids aren't exposed to all the time, but they had them. They had them dialed in, and it was pretty neat. So now I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what they're going to do with a full audience of adults. It's going to be great.
Tonight at 7.
Tonight at 7. That's correct. And make sure, if you can, to come to the pre-show at 6 o'clock. It's always fun to learn more about what is going on with the artists, and that's part of the 10x10 art series, is a chance to, you know, dig a little deeper and get connected to them and get connected to their art form so that you can go off and tell your friends how much you know about it and hopefully bring them back for another show.
Saturday night, Big Voodoo Daddy?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Big Bad Voodoo
Saturday
Daddy, yes.
Night. Actually, we had Martin Short was here, and his piano player knows the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy guys, and so he wanted to make sure we said hello to them. But they are going to be great. They're going to give a rocking show. Big sound, big band, lots of horns, lots of swing and dancey kind of music. It's going
to
be great.
A tribute to Cab Calloway.
Yes, it is.
And Cab Calloway's music is big and brassy and bold.
Mm-hmm. This is one where you're going to be you're not going to be sitting quietly. I hope that you're going to be on your feet and dancing and having a really good time.
We know we're getting closer to spring because the UA Symphony is their first performance at Walton Arts Center of the semester.
Monday night on the 22nd. That's at 7:30 p.m. And the following night, we will have a whiskey tasting in Star Theater. And you'll get to taste 4 or 5 different fantastic whiskeys, and you'll get talked through it by a whiskey master from Diageo. He likes to look at whiskey as he likes to pair it with food like you would with wine.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll talk you through all of that. So that's part of our ramp up to the Art of Wine Festival, and that's Tuesday. I believe that one starts at 6:30. And then we move to Beekman on the Brain on Thursday, 7 p.m. show. Terrific show for ages 6 to 10 and their adults. Lots of fun, lots of interaction, you know, between science and puppetry and the arts. So that one is going to be great fun. And then we have the Chieftains, mm-hmm, on the 27th, which I was excited about it. I was like, hey, it's the Chieftains. That's pretty neat. Then I learned about what the show is actually going to be. And it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic performance. They're going to use local Irish dancers, and they're going to have special guests. And so it's not just going to be the Chieftains, who are already really dynamic and interesting, but it's going to be lots of other people as well. And then, believe it or not, we're into the first week of March, which is just incredible. We'll have the Vienna Boys Choir on March 1st. We will have Tango Inferno on March 3rd, a wonderful show, a great date night show. It's a similar company to one we had in the past. They did a show called Tango Fire.
Mm-hmm.
This one is Tango Inferno. But it's a slightly different show, but it's just a wonderful display of tango music with a live band, and the dancing is just off the charts. It's wonderful. And then on the 4th, which I believe is a Friday, we are launching a new event. It's called the Masquerade Ball. And I'm going to take a little bit of time to talk about this because it has a has some very important things behind it. It's a big initiative for our new Corporate Leadership Council, which is made up of representatives from businesses all around the region, and they have a goal of supporting arts education and helping to support the programs that we do at Walton Arts Center, like the show I talked about with Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow today, you know, discounted tickets for kids to come see shows, artists in the schools, creating new plays like the Digging Up Arkansas play that you guys have talked about before. So the Masquerade Ball is geared up to raise money for that, and it's going to be a black tie affair. Masks are, if not required, definitely encouraged, and the whole Arts Center is going to be full of entertainment. There's going to be the Jazz Collective on stage. We're going to have a magician. We're going to have... I think we're going to have aerial artists in Star Theater.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and there's going to be all kinds of wonderful food and, of course, beverages and an incredible silent auction with just some amazing prizes. I think the most popular prize right now is a ride in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Which, I don't know, I think that sounds like fun. I mean, don't really know what you do once you're in the Wienermobile, but...
You roll down the window, if there are windows, and you yell at people you know and say, look, I'm in...
Look where I am.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, it goes to a terrific cause. You know, we get such inspiration out of seeing kids get involved in the arts. And so to be able to have a really fun event like this with that goal is going to be great. So that's the 4th of March, and tickets are still available. You can get tickets to everything at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
Black tie affair, but the mask doesn't have to be black.
No, the mask doesn't have to be black. The mask can be whatever you want it to be. I mean, there's all kinds of great places where you can go get masks online. We will have some masks at the door for people who don't have them.
And that's Mardi Gras weekend, right?
It is.
So
yes.
You could, you know, wear it then, and then the next day at the parade in Fayetteville
for
or whatever.
For sure.
Okay.
The event has a little bit of a Mardi Gras theme to
good.
It, so there'll be all kinds of decorations and beads and wonderful food and drinking and fun and all of that. So it's going to be fun. It's a brand new event, and the hope is that it comes back year after year and becomes a real signature fundraiser for Walton Arts Center.
WaltonArtsCenter.org
or 443-5600.
Jody, as always, thank you.
Thank you.